Concours Écricom 2014, épreuve orale de langue anglaise, texte numéro 25. What MOOCs can't teach. Even the founders of education startups say that online courses can't replace the classroom experience. I like to think of education as giving people superpowers. With this metaphor, Coursera co-founder Andrew Ng summed up the purpose of MOOCs, or Massive Open Online Courses, at the Atlantic's Silicon Valley Summit on Monday. They're designed to help people gain discrete skills like coding or algebra or French. Education watchers have wondered how MOOCs will affect traditional classroom experiences from the elementary school to the university. And some have even argued that online education will fundamentally change the way students of all ages learn. But according to entrepreneurs working in this space, MOOCs were never meant to stand in for regular classrooms. To make this look like a silver bullet somehow, this was never meant to replace schools, said Sal Khan, the creator of Khan Academy. Both Khan and NG described their products as educational supplements. Online courses help to fill a skills gap for people who are looking to get jobs in a certain industry or transition to a new career. But if someone is debating between attending Johns Hopkins or taking free Coursera courses, for God's sake, go to Johns Hopkins, NG said. This may seem surprising for the founder of an online higher education startup, but he and Khan gave a few reasons why traditional classrooms are more valuable than online classes. First, access is an issue. For lower-income students who can't get on broadband internet, online classes aren't of much use. During an interview with Khan and David Cohen, the executive vice president of Comcast Corporation, the two announced a new multi-million dollar partnership to expand broadband access. But NG sees this as a problem that's perhaps too big for one company to solve. We're working with a few NGOs that are using Coursera as an excuse to prod local governments to improve access to broadband, he said. But this is one issue where there might be too small of an organization to make big changes in the near future. But the most compelling reason why MOOCs fall short was this. One thing that Coursera doesn't do well is teach non-cognitive skills, NG said. There are studies that suggest that 80% of your income are due to non-cognitive skills, teamwork, ethics, the ability to regulate anxiety. It's an open question whether Coursera can develop technology to teach non-cognitive skills. By contrast, universities do a much better job. Advocates of MOOCs always seem to forget that the best teaching and learning rests on relationships. The teacher who knows the strengths and weaknesses of the student is able to provide targeted, specific feedback on their work, not to mention a few encouraging words. If you look at a market like adult language learning, you'll see how MOOCs, even in online courses, are most successful when they connect teachers individually with students.